It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Radio Now. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. If you like the Facebook, that's where all the fights seem to happen. You know what you can do. Give us a like. Just search for Radio Now. And, of course, joeandalexshow.com is where you can find all of our podcasts, our blogs, and all the good stuff. Help us get those web hits. I like being able to have a job, so.
Yeah, we got to use that clickbait.
Mm-hmm. I'll put my feet up there if you want to click on it. Click, 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 click.
Page views.
So, kind of bummed. I don't have any audio to play because I didn't think any of it was good enough for the radio, but I got to interview somebody that I really like, and I really think they're still talented. Comedian Drew Lynch. We got to interview him yesterday, and I was looking forward to hopefully having him on the show, but I don't know if I just was a terrible interviewer, but or if he was tired. Because he seemed like really kind of just, you know, like, I don't know, like, he didn't seem to answer a lot of my questions. But then as soon as we were done, Porkchop talks about, what'd you bring up? Because he loved talking to you. Like, oh. He just thought you were the greatest.
Oh, no. He had a softball injury a couple of years ago, and that's how he injured his vocal cords, and that's why he has a stutter now. And I also injured my vocal cords in August. Well, I didn't injure them. I had surgery. And on something else, and the surgeon accidentally bumped my vocal cords while he was in there.
Wow.
And for 2 months, I had, like, my voice just went through so many stages. 1 week, I sounded like Marge Simpson. The next week, I sounded like Mickey Mouse.
Do you have that old audio on your phone, by the way, while we do this? Because if you do, give it to me. I'm going to plug it in, and I'd like to play it for everybody to hear.
I do. Should I play it over my phone or
no,
try to get it?
I've got a thing right here.
Yeah,
just,
we can connect
off your phone,
to a
I can connect
and play it.
Gotcha. Just give it to me whenever you have it ready to go. So... Okay, but be honest with me. You got to see behind the scenes. Did I do a bad interview? I'm not saying it was great. Like, was it my fault, or do you think he was just maybe tired or something?
Oh, no. I mean,
wow,
I don't know.
You're kind of not responding, so I did a terrible interview. What was bad?
No, I mean, it was a good interview. I mean, maybe I should have done the interview.
Okay, now you're just trying to be funny, which is not good. Now, Liv the Web Girl, why were you avoiding the interview? Because you're like, oh, hey, you got this by yourself, right? I was like, no, I thought we were all going to hop on and do the interview as like a show.
Right.
But why didn't you want to do the interview?
Do you
not like comedy?
No, I love comedy. I just was super nervous, and I wasn't really prepared. I hadn't done like a lot of research because I wasn't sure if I was going to be on it or not. Because normally how this thing would go is that Joe and Alex, because it's the Joe and Alex Show, would interview someone together. Alex is not here, so I'm just kind of helping co-host, kind of filling Alex's shoes for the garbage, whatever it may be. But I didn't really know if that would mean that I would be helping interview this person. So I didn't really do a lot of research. So I was just nervous and just didn't do it because I was
really?
Too nervous. Yeah.
That's your excuse?
Yeah. Well, and okay.
Yeah.
I used to
be honest with us for once.
I also used to have a stutter.
Okay.
And
I never knew that, really. Like, you used to, so you,
yes,
did you work through that, or how does that
I
happen?
I went to, like, a class, like, once a week, and I worked with, like, a speech therapist or something. I don't even know what you can call her. I don't think it was, like, ordered, but my mom just, like, wanted me to go to it, and we would do different exercises and stuff like that to help me stop stuttering. Obviously, I've stopped stuttering.
Okay.
So I thought that I would start stuttering if he stuttered.
You thought, like, if he stuttered, that would trigger you to stutter?
Yes.
Okay, now Porkchop, you're talking about the vocal cord injury, and that's how you guys really connected a lot with things. This is, what audio am I about to play? This is you?
Yeah, this was me like 1 week after, or maybe 2 weeks after surgery. I sounded completely terrible. I was outside filming like a tornado because a tornado was coming. And yeah, my voice sounds completely crazy.
All right, hopefully this works. Let's see here.
Time to run inside.
Oh.
What did he just
that
say?
Is so
I said,
crazy.
Time to run inside.
Hold on, let's hear that again. That was really hard to hear.
Time to run inside.
Oh my God. That, my word.
No joke. That was me doing the best I could trying to talk. And, you know, crazy story. My voice came back the day I started here at Radio Now in October.
Oh, yeah, because we were interviewing him, and it's like, well, guys, I really like to produce shows, and I think it would be great if I was on there.
Yeah, everyone said he sounded crazy. I never got to hear it.
Well, here he is.
Time to run inside.
Oh, that's so crazy. I can't believe that you trying to talk your hardest.
Yeah. Wow. I can only imagine you talking to your boyfriend. Time for me to take my pants off.
Oh, my goodness.
Time for us to... flip pancakes.
Of course, that's what you think.
Sorry. No, I'm glad you're doing well. And yeah, you're actually going to go see see Drew Lynch. He's in Annapolis, Indiana this weekend. So if you listen on Radio Now 100.9, you could probably go check him out. Where's he going to be at?
He's at the Helium Comedy Club. It's a brand new club that just opened here in Indianapolis. I think there's like seven Helium Comedy Clubs across the country.
Oh,
I've been
cool.
to one in Portland, Oregon. And yeah, I'm really excited to go. His show's, I think this weekend, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I'm going to the Sunday night show at 7:30. So if you're going to that, like, look for me and say hi. Because my boyfriend Chase thinks that, like, nobody likes me. So if you come up to me and you're like, hey, Pork Chop,
oh my God,
that'll be cool.
And when you go up to him, like,
that sounds so
make
pathetic.
Sure you're like, hi, Pork Chop, is that your boyfriend Chase?
No, sure I can like talk that. Normal
no,
now.
No, I want people to talk to that. Hi, Pork Chop, I'm a really big fan. Can't help it. I get really, really excited when I meet you.
Oh, boy.
All right, sorry.
Sounds like a Smeagol.
Yeah, I can't help it. I apologize for that one. If you want to check us out, too, we have photos up. Why don't we put those photos up, both of ours, on our Instagram, Pork Chop, that yours and mine. Just put it up at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram so people can see.
Of course.